The name of Allah As-Sittir. What is the meaning of the Sittir? It means simply the one who covers. The one who covers. So Sittir is the one who covers. Make it simple, the one who covers. So let's see what's the meaning of this, the one who covers. The first meaning of this is the one who covers the awra. The one who covers the awra. Okay. What is awra? Huh? What did he say? Awra is covering your body. That's right. Which is for girls, cover what? And face. And possibly your foot too. Yes. Yes, I am. Okay, so that is the awra. And the awra for men is what? What's the awra for men?
From above their belly button.
From belly button to their knees. That's right. From the belly button to your knees. Okay? Okay. So As-Sittir, which is the name of Allah that we're talking about today, As-Sittir. Change that. I-T-T-I-R. As-Sittir. As-Sittir also means the one who covers and covers again and covers again. Covers the sins. The one who covers the sins. And he covers them, he keeps covering the sins. Even though he is well aware of our sins. Isn't he? Allah is well aware of what? Our sins. But yet, he is well aware of our sins, but yet, he keeps covering them over and over and over again. Allah doesn't get tired of covering your sins. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are sinners. Can you think of sins that you make? Think of sins. Huh?
Lying.
Lying. Huh?
Not praying on time.
Not praying on time. Huh? No, we want you on three different rows. So you're here, you're there. Lying. The first CT. Lying. What else? Huh? What?
Not praying well.
Not praying well. You doze off during the prayer time. Like start thinking about drifting. Start thinking about something else. Okay. Backbiting. Backbiting is a sin. Feeling too lazy to pray. That's a sin. Postpone the time of the prayer. Procrastinate the time of the prayer. That's a sin. Watching haram things on TV, like romance or romantic movies, indecent movies, something haram on the TV, boys and girls, okay? Dating, all of this garbage is a sin. Looking down to others. Look down to others, I'm better than him. That's a sin. Feeling of superiority. Yeah, I'm the super duper guy around here. Disturbing the class. That one you guys are all guilty of. Disturbing the class. Huh? Talking during the class, not paying attention during the class. That's a sin. Okay. Hit your younger sibling, feeling jealous, talk back to your parents, ignoring remembrance of Allah, thinking about romance any time or during the prayer. You know, some people tell me we think about romance during the prayer. That is really bad. To think about something haram during the prayer, that's really bad. The evil thoughts, the evil wishes, the fantasies about haram, fantasies about dating, fantasies about being a king, controlling, all these are examples of sins. Now, Allah is well aware of the sins. Or Allah is not aware of the sins?
Well aware.
Well aware of the sins. But He covers them. As long as you cover yourself, Allah will cover for you. Because He is a Sitir. So, the covering the awrah, when the Prophet ﷺ, second thing is covering the awrah. So the first thing is covering the sins. The second thing is covering the awrah. What's the hadith for covering the awrah? When Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was walking in the desert, he saw a Bedouin guy. And we know Bedouins. Bedouins have different standards like us. Not like us. Bedouins are, what do you say? Bedouins, like the guys who live in the desert. They have different mentality. They have different way of thinking. It's not like the city people. It's not like the city dwellers. The people who dwell in the desert are sort of rough, rude, you know? Don't know how to, like not to stop themselves from talking politically incorrect statements, making, and all of these things. So he saw a guy who is like, who took his garment and he wrapped it around his private parts. He barely hiding, covering his private part. And then he was taking a bath. He was taking a bath in the open, covering only, you know, barely his private parts. And then he's taking a bath. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah is sitir. Allah is sitir. And He likes His slaves to be sitir. So by being sitir, so the Prophet ﷺ said, if someone wants to take a bath, okay, someone which is a man, is wanted to take a bath, then let him cover from belly button to knees. Of course, for ladies, you know, they can't do that. They can't take a bath in the public, and they, you know that. And then you can't cover themselves and just take. The only time I've seen women taking bath while they are dressed in Hajj, when it's very hot, we go into the shower and, you know, get really ourselves and our clothes wet. And then we go out and walk in the sun. 20 minutes later, they are dry because it's really hot over there. So men and women, we're doing that. So we have two kinds of sitr that we talked about. Number one is the dress code, okay? Number one is the dress code, the covering between the knees and belly button. And number two is if we commit a sin, we cover it, okay? Allah wants you to cover your sins. And He wants you to cover the sins of others. So first, all your sins. If you make a sin, and you go on Facebook, and you publish the sin, is that something good or bad? So why? You uncovered your own sins. Allah doesn't like the ones who uncover his own sins. Like the Prophet ﷺ says that, all the people of my ummah are doing okay, except the ones who do sins in public, or they publish their sins on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Say, oh, yesterday I got a date. Well, if you got a date, cover up for yourself. Don't say it. Allah covers you up. Don't expose yourself. Cover your own sins. There is a hadith in Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the ones, all my ummah are doing fine, except the ones who get up in the morning, they make the sin at night, and get up in the morning, and go tell everybody. Then he lifts the cover on himself, and Allah is not going to cover him anymore. There was a hadith about a guy who hugged and kissed a woman. You know, he met a woman that's bad woman, indecent woman, and then he kissed her and he hugged her. Then he felt very sorry and very ashamed of what he did. So what he did is that he went to, Then he went to the Abu Bakr Siddiq and he knocked on his door and he said, Abu Bakr, I kissed and hugged the woman yesterday. What can I do to seek forgiveness? So Abu Bakr said, shame on you. Allah covered you up and exposing yourself, and he closed the door. He went to Umar ibn al-Khattab. So Umar, he said the same thing. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, shame on you. Allah covers you and you go expose yourself. Then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, the good deeds will wipe away the bad deeds. So if you have good and bad, the good deeds wipes the bad deeds. So if you did something bad, how do you make it?
By doing good deeds.
Okay? So the good deeds erase the bad deeds. Okay. Now, what is the right thing? If this guy wants to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or wants to ask Abu Bakr, or wants to ask Umar, what's the right way of asking it? Do they say, I did this and this? Yes, yes. Basically, he uses the third person. That's right. Don't use the first person and say, I did this sin. Use, he did this sin. Or you say, I know someone who did this sin. I know someone who did what? This sin. So how can he make it up for this sin? Then the Prophet would say, tell him, quotes and quotes, him, that good deeds wipe away bad deeds. So let him do good deeds. They will take care of his bad deeds. Okay. One scholar said that if the sins smell, like you lie, then it smells bad. Smell. Right? If you can smell the sins, then no Muslim will be able to sit right next to another Muslim. Why? Or no person is going to be able to sit by another person. Why? Because of these bad sins, all of these sins, they smell really awful. We won't be able to sit near each other if the sins will smell. Now, number three, covering the sins of others. So number one, Allah covers our own sins. And number two, Allah wants us to cover awrah. And number three, Allah wants us to cover the sins of others. Like what? Like, for example, if you get to know that someone lied, do you go out in the public and say, they call him whistleblower? Say, toot, listen to me. I have done this in this person, like Maham did this wrong thing. And then you tell everybody about something wrong Maham did and you happen to know about it. So what happens is that Allah wants you to cover up for your brother and sister. So if you see something wrong that she or he is doing in private, he's not, you know, not like showing everybody, hey, everybody, hey, this is my girlfriend. No. If they are doing something in the secret and you happen in the privacy and you happen to know about it, then what happens? You go tell others? No. Allah wants you, Sittir wants you to cover it up. Cover up. Now, do you cover up for... This has exceptions, by the way. This case has exceptions. What are these exceptions? If you know that somebody murdered somebody else, do you cover for him?
No.
Somebody stole the bank, do you cover for him? So as long as these sins don't harm others, then you cover up for him. He, yes. That same person who did it? Yes, that's you cover up for him. Like, you know, for example, he is doing drugs. Then don't tell everybody he's doing drugs. Cover up for him. Yes, that's a different story. When you talk to someone who can help. That's a good exception. Yeah, but just don't go around gossiping and backbiting. You know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like that. So, gossiping and backbiting is against the name of Allah, Is-Sittir. Gossiping and backbiting is against the name of Allah, what? As-Sittir. So, if you tell the truth about your brother or your sister when they are absent, if you tell the truth about them, then is that backbiting? You're saying the truth. Is it backbiting?
As long as it doesn't invade their personal life.
You're saying, you're saying this person hit and run. Okay, or not like that. This person lied. Then, if this person is not present, is that considered to be a backbiting? I'm sorry, if you say something true about your brother or sister when they are absent, is it considered backbiting? Yes. So if it's true, it's backbiting. What if it's false? Then it becomes slander.
Well, what if you like doing something like that because you're worried about it? Me and my friends sometimes, two of our friends that we know, you know, they were dating. And we were worried because the guy that one of our friends were dating kind of was too possessive around her. So we were talking about it, like saying maybe what we should do to kind of help in case the relationship goes bad or something. I don't think that's backbiting, right? Because we're doing it out of concern for our friend. We're not trying to do anything mean.
Yes. Intentions will play a role here. That if you have good intentions, that's something else. Okay. So if somebody needs help, you can. Okay. Do you know the story of Aisha? Do you know the story of Aisha when the slander against Aisha that Allah mentioned in the Quran? Okay. Aisha radiallahu anha was traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was what? Traveling. Okay. And then she went to do like bathroom stuff. How do they do bathroom stuff during these times? No, they don't dig a hole. They go to a place where is a depressed place. You know what depressed place is? Like it's not the top of a hill. Okay, they go to a bottom of a land that is not lowland. Or depressed land. They don't go on the top of the hill because that's too. Okay? So what happened is that Aisha radiallahu anha wanted to make bathroom stuff. She wanted to do bathroom stuff. So what did she say? She said to everybody, she said to the Prophet or to anyone around that to be aware of her location. So she said, I'm going to be doing ra'at. Ra'at means like she go to this depressed place, lower elevation, and then do the bathroom stuff. So she did that. However, the guy, I think, forgot about her. So they left her. They left her alone. And they left. And you know, in the old days, women travel in what? On the camel. What do they put on the camel? Hawdash, which is a sort of a small tent. For the woman to sit inside the tent. Women don't travel like men on the top of camels. And during that time, they have a some small sort of a tent attached to the camel, and they sit inside the tent. So, and nobody will notice that Aisha is not there. Why? Because it's what? It's inside the tent. Everybody will think that Aisha is in the tent, right? They will think that she is in the tent. Nobody thought that she's not in the tent and she's out of the tent. Nobody thought that. So, now, they left. In the old days, they have a habit of that. There would be someone walking behind the army or the caravan. So they would have one like half a kilometer away, and that person picks up whatever is forgotten. So if he finds, like, for example, a sheep that's forgotten, he picks it up. If he finds, like, clothes, he picks it up. Okay, you understand that? Because people, when they're moving and traveling, they forget things here and there. Okay, so he found these things. Okay, and then he would pick it up, and then he would give it back to the people when they arrive. They give it back to the people when they arrive to the final destination. So what happened? What happened with this guy? So he found who? Who found who was left behind? Huh? Who was left behind? Aisha, radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet. So he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He said, oh my God, they forgot her. So he, what he said, He said, walk behind me. He said, walk behind me. Why walking behind him? It's because if she walks in front of him, and the wind will make the dress reveal the contours of her body. So he didn't want to look at that. So he tells her, just like Prophet Musa, when one of the two girls came to tell him, my father wants to thank you for your favor of giving us, for watering our cattle, okay? Allah, my father wants to thank you, okay? So, how did she come? She came, you know, with her full hijab, but it was windy. So when he was walking behind her, he found that the wind reveals the contours of her body because it's like sticks the clothes on the body. So what he did, he said, walk in front of me and then tell me right or left. So walk in front of me and then tell me right or left. And he didn't even want her to shout. So he said, throw a rock to the right, then it means that I'll turn right. Throw a rock to the left means I'll turn left. No rocks will keep going straight. No rocks will keep going straight. Got it? So the same thing this guy did. He said, walk behind me. Okay? And tell me left and right. So they stayed alone for like probably a day or so. Stayed alone by the time so that they have time to catch up with the caravan. But what happened is that because he's behind the army, he continued to walk behind the army and collect stuff. But this time Aisha was with him in the middle of the wilderness. Nobody is there. Desert, nothing. Nobody sees them. Okay? So when they went, the chief hypocrite. You know who is the chief hypocrite? What's his name? Who remembers? Abdullah ibn Salul. He was the chief. You know why he was the chief of the hypocrites? Because he was supposed to be appointed as king on Medina. But when Prophet Muhammad came, okay, Prophet Muhammad took away power from him. Like, he was about to be appointed as a king, okay, but he couldn't. So he hated Prophet Muhammad because it was because of him that he wasn't chosen as a king. So he hated Prophet Muhammad. He hated Islam so much. And guess, as soon as he saw this scene, the guy coming and Aisha's behind him, he said, they must have slept together. They must have slept together. They must have done romance, haram romance. Okay? So, they must have slept together. So now, the rumors, he said this to the hypocrites, to other hypocrites. The other hypocrites spread in Medina, the rumor. Spread, like everybody saying, oh, Aisha slept with this guy because they were alone in the wilderness. They will be doing that and nobody will know anything. So he was in the wilderness. They were in the wilderness. They did it. And the rumor started spreading around like crazy. And Aisha radiallahu anha was very sad. Very, very sad. Okay? So what happened here is that she was very, very sad. And then she stayed sad like this. And she left the Prophet's house and she went back to her father's house. Okay? And Allah did not reveal any text that shows that she's innocent for 30 days. Then after 30 days, Allah revealed, after she has gone through this hardship, Allah revealed the verses on the Quran that says she is innocent. And then Allah says, you should, if you have heard something like that, you should not talk about it. You should not talk about it. You should reject talking about it and say, Subhanallah. And then Allah said, if it wasn't because Allah is so kind, you would have received a big, humongous penalty. You would have been penalized so harshly. You would be receiving a lot of penalty from Allah. If He's not so kind, you would have been punished severely for what you're doing, for what you're saying. Because we're supposed to see, we're not supposed to talk about something bad. So if somebody's talking about Zico, which is Zico, if somebody starts saying something bad about Zico, do you guys all talk about it and gossip about it? It's haram. What is the thing that we do? When we hear the bad news, we don't spread them. We want shut down, shut up, and keep it from spreading. Okay. Now, there's a nice story about this. The children of Israel and Prophet Musa were deprived from the rain. They were deprived from the rain. For a few months, they didn't get any rain. And everybody was thirsty. It was a drought. It became a drought. So Prophet Musa said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the rain, please give us rain. Ya Allah, please, please, please. He started begging of Allah to give him rain. So Allah said, no, I am keeping the rain away. I'm keeping the rain from you, from reaching you, because of a sinner among you. Because of what? Sinner. There is a person who committed a sin among you. And because of that, we're punishing the whole group by not sending rain. We're punishing the whole group, the entire group, by not sending rain. So then Prophet Musa went back and announced it to the people. Hey, people, Allah says that one of you committed a sin. Let this person repent so that we can get rain. Let him repent so that we can get rain. Few days later, the rain started showering and coming down. So Musa became very happy and he talked to Allah and he thanked Allah. And then he asked, Ya Allah, who did the sin? Who was the sinner? Guess what was the answer of Allah? Huh? No, the answer of Allah to Musa. When Musa said, who made the sin? Who is the guy? Huh? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I covered him up when he did the sin in privacy. I covered him up. When he did the sin in privacy, I covered him up. Now, after he repents, he's going to expose the sin to others. You got it? So Allah saying, when he was guilty, when he did not repent before, when he was a sinner, I covered up his sin. Nobody knew about it. So now, after he repented, you want me to tell you about the sin? Got it? So Allah covers up. And there's another hadith that in the Day of Judgment, every one of them will meet of us will meet Allah face to face, in person. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will surround you with the curtains of satr. The curtains, he will cover you, cover around you with a curtain. And then he's going to talk to you. You're going to talk to Allah. And Allah is going to remind you, haven't you lied on this day? Haven't you cheated? Haven't you wished romance? Haven't you watched a bad movie? Haven't. And then you're so ashamed of yourself. You are so ashamed of yourself. The Prophet said, to the level that your face, the flesh of your face, will fall down. Because you're so ashamed of yourself. And then Allah, remember, Allah is reminding you while he was covering you with what? Curtains. Then Allah says, I covered you in the past life, and then I will continue to cover you in this life. I'm not going to tell anyone about your sins. And I have forgiven them. You got it? So that's why, by the way, this is the difference between al-afu and al-ghafur. Forgiving and erasing. The forgiver or the eraser. Erasing the sin means you're not reminded by the sin and you forget it. The angels forget it. Everybody forgets it as though nothing wrong was done. That was called afu. Ghafur means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to tell you about the sin, okay, and then he forgets. You got it? So the bottom line here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves covering. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates it when somebody does sins in public. Like a boy and girl kissing each other in public. Allah hates that because the sin is committed in public. Like somebody is cursing in the public. Like somebody who is cheating in public. Like someone who does the sin in public, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is less likely that he is going to forgive that person. If that person didn't repent, of course, because if the person repents, then it's forgiven. That's right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the one who commits a sin to keep it away and to cover it up. Do it in privacy. If you have to, do it in privacy and cover up for it. Don't go tell the 9 o'clock news about it. So in short, Allah satirs mean how many things? Four. Number one, we cover our physical aura. We cover our physical what? Aura. Right? Clothes. You cover up. Number two, we keep our personal sins what? Private. Don't tell anybody about it. Seek forgiveness without telling anybody about it. And number three, we don't tell people about the private sins of others. So we don't just go announcing to everybody, hey, Ziku and did this, Diane did this. No. Cover up if you get to know. Cover up. And then the last thing is to feel appreciation for Allah who covers up your sins. Don't you appreciate that? Don't you appreciate that Allah covers up your sins so you're happy? Don't you appreciate Allah for covering up your sins?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. See you next week.
Are you from Strada?
No.
Yeah.